This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is praising his colleagues for doing their part to avert a partial government shutdown, passing a $459 billion aid package to help fund programs like ag, energy, housing, and more.
I'm especially pleased that it will advance priorities near and dear to the hearts of my fellow Kentuckians, from rural transportation to military readiness to stopping the flow of illegal drugs.
U.S. and coalition forces recently shot down over 28 Houthi drones during an attempted attack by Iran-backed Houthi forces. Department of State spokesman Matthew Miller discussing the recent strikes by these forces and calls on the Houthis to stop their hostilities while at the State Department briefing.
Certainly we welcome any decrease in hostilities against our forces. We have made clear that the attacks on our forces were unacceptable and that we would take action to defend U.S. interests and U.S. personnel, and we will continue to do so if appropriate.
The Senate Committee on Intelligence held its annual hearing about worldwide threats the United States currently faces Monday afternoon. Florida Republican Senator and Vice Committee Chairman Marco Rubio cites the threats being posed by the Chinese Communist Party in his opening remarks and how some of their companies are using technology against the United States.
They happen to control a company that owns the world's one of the world's best artificial intelligence algorithms. It's the one that's used in this country by TikTok.
Americans are expecting high prices due to inflation to stick around for some time. That's according to the New York Fed Reserve's survey on consumer expectations. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Campaigning in a New Hampshire town west of Manchester, President Biden, without proof, tells the crowd that his opponent, former President Donald Trump, wants to cut Social Security and Medicare.
I'm never going to allow that to happen. I won't cut Social Security. I won't cut Medicare. Instead of cutting Medicare and Medicaid to give tax breaks to the wealthy, I will protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare and make the wealthy begin to pay their fair share.
Some Republican politicians are looking into ways to slow down the amount of illegal immigrants coming into the United States, including by plane. Republican Senator from Kansas Roger Marshall is introducing legislation to prevent illegal immigrants from boarding planes without legal documentation. He explains why he needs support from his colleagues in the Senate on Fox Business.
When they get to this country, they're using their CBP One app in lieu of a driver's license or a passport to board the plane. I think that's subjecting Americans to significant dangers, that these people are not being vetted the same as ours. So we're trying to put an end to that.
Health officials in the United States are monitoring more cases of measles. Doctors at UC Davis in California are trying to contact around 300 people who may have been exposed to the virus. Officials say a child was treated at the facility on March 5th after traveling abroad. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, along with James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Mr. Bill?
Well, after the Oscars, I'll tell you, John Cena is making all the male figures go to the gym. Dare we ever have a chance to go and walk naked onto a international stage to present, the best costumes?
Yeah, I don't know if that was worse or having Slash playing with Ryan Gosling dressed up as Ken in the bunch of pink suits. John Cena, yeah, some people are going to run to the gym. Other people are going to run to their doctor to get injections. Does that look like a steroid-induced body to me? But
well,
in
no
any
doubt.
Case, the sad yes. thing, you know, is that I haven't seen the overnights, but I'm sure there are another record low in terms of the ratings. Although the one difference this year is there actually were a couple of films whose cast showed up that were actually popular and people had heard of, and that was Oppenheimer and Barbie, which were really the only big box office films of last year. But sadly, there's this overhang in Hollywood. People don't even realize this, but there's these DEI rules, diversity,
yes.
equity, and inclusion rules, that were actually, they came up with years ago, but they just went into effect for this year's nominations for Best Picture. And they're a complicated set of multi-prong rules. And, you know, the studios have been finding loopholes. I mean, obviously, Oppenheimer qualified, even though it basically has a predominantly white cast, doesn't have a lot of minorities, which it shouldn't because it's Oppenheimer, you know.
Right.
It's a historical movie. But Hollywood's gone nuts. There's a new kind of remake of Shogun. Shogun takes place in 17th century Japan, which is an isolated island at the time. And one of the trades asks, why aren't there more blacks cast in Shogun? What? You know, so it's like, but in any case, it's hard to describe to people what's happened, but I wrote a piece inspired by the DEI-laced Oscars to answer a question I'm always asked, because I've been covering the entertainment business. I'm in the entertainment business. When did this happen?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, people look back and they see you have the golden era of Hollywood. The founding fathers of Hollywood were patriots. The original kind of golden age movie stars that were really stars, they all wanted to serve the country. They were all part of the greatest generation. They were patriots. And in most cases, not all cases, but they believed in God and they believed in a religious tradition. And
so much so, James, that the artists themselves had to sign a moral clause, did they not?
Oh, absolutely. It was in the contract.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the interesting thing. It was a slow devolution with a climactic kind of catalyst that happened. Because when we look back at Hollywood, it kind of started back in the 1920s, and there were lots of little scandals that occurred, and there were people becoming concerned. Basically, the entire country's source of entertainment was going to the movie theater, particularly on the weekends, and they were concerned that the Hollywood studios, as there were rumors of various scandals, would have content that was inappropriate. So Hollywood was worried because people were protesting in Washington. This sounds a lot like high tech.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
the studios wanted basically to not have government regulate them. So they said, you know, the best way to stop government from doing that, we're going to regulate ourselves. So they got a guy who was in the cabinet, a guy named Will Hayes. They said, hey, why don't you devise a production code for us? And then we'll have our studios comply, and that way we'll head off the government. And so this guy Hayes put together a code. It was called the Hayes Code, known that after his name. And that is why, for example, people are shocked to watch reruns of I Love Lucy back from the 1950s, and they see that Lucy and Desi had twin beds whenever they were
exactly
in their bedroom.
Exactly, exactly.
And there were rules. So that was part of the Hayes Code. The Hayes Code stayed away from any explicit references to sexuality. It it had lots of rules involving crime shows. Mm-hmm. And whether or not details.
Well, and rules for Elvis, right? You couldn't shoot below his belt.
Rules, yeah, special rules for Elvis. So yeah. How did they go from the Hayes Code to today's world? Two events occurred. Really, they were cataclysmic for Hollywood, and they still hang over Hollywood. When we look at what Hollywood used to be, it was called the studio system. It was top-down system. You mentioned the morals clause in a contract. There were five. They were called the Big Five. There were five big studios that controlled the output of content. And they also controlled the movie theaters, the exhibitions. So they controlled the production, the distribution, the exhibiting of film.
Right.
And in the theaters. And so what happened is there was an antitrust suit started like years before, but then in the late 40s, a decision came down, antitrust, hey, the studios, you can't own all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't own the means of production and the theaters at the same time. The studio system was virtually destroyed from that. And then the other cataclysmic event was the so-called Hollywood blacklist.
Right.
The blacklist, which was a committee in Congress started to investigate legitimately claims that communists, hard-carrying communists, were also writing screenplays and moving and putting and inserting messages that were communist-friendly messages. And that was true. It wasn't false. It was true. And we had a lot of big names at the time go in and testify, and you know,
James, we got to go to break, but real quick, it's interesting that that was then, and now instead of having communists, well, they're still communists. We have the communist Chinese influencing the screenplays and what's on the big screen. Anyway, we got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fire, the fight, you're golden. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes a comeback.
Bill Martinez.
We're back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, continues with us. James, as you were saying before the break here, that, another key element that altered the mindset of what was going on in Hollywood was the Hollywood blacklist, communists writing screenplays. I mean, we've gone from that to now it's just overt. It doesn't matter. It's just who has the most money gets to control what's on the big screen, it seems, these days.
No. It's absolutely empirically proven over and over again. Hollywood, well, you know what? One of the things that happened is China became the largest market for entertainment in the world. It surpassed the United States. And so even though it's a smaller percentage of profit over there, there's a quota system. And of course, we all know the idea that individual companies in China control their destiny is an illusion. All the companies that exist in communist China are controlled by the CCP, the Communist Party, and ultimately by Xi Jinping. And so a very good example of what you're talking about, and you know this example, it's probably the most flagrant in recent times, was this wonderful movie, Red Dawn, is a fun movie that people saw, American people fighting a communist invasion. It was teenagers fighting. And they wanted to remake it. Well, they did. They remade the movie, but they finished the movie. They finished the screenplay. They finished shooting. They were in the final editing stages. And somebody, I guess, did a screening for some Chinese officials, and they said, no, we don't like this movie because the Chinese were the bad guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not going to show it. And so they scrambled, and they reshot scenes, they used CGI, they changed the story, and I'm sure the original was better, because when you have that kind of scrambling, it hurts the film, it hurts the project. Okay. But they made North Korea the bad guys, and apparently that was acceptable to China. And this kind of thing is happening now with these streaming movies. And one of the things that Hollywood is afraid of, Hollywood's always looking for fresh cash. They're always looking for new investors. And we already know now China's been investing. They have ownership interests in studios, production companies, in projects. And so in an effort not to have that source of cash dry up, just like we see in other businesses, they, no pun intended, they kowtow to the Chinese. And so, yes. And the other thing is the blacklist still exists, of course, but it's a blacklist not of people
of communists
have been named names.
Right.
Communists, it's a blacklist of MAGA Republicans.
Exactly. Right. Conservatives. Those doggone Christians. Yeah, those gun-toting, Bible-toting knuckleheads. Yeah, exactly.
You know, guys like Antonio Sabato Jr., who was forced out of the business, who had to leave the state, come to your state. And just recently, Sylvester Stallone moved out of California. And it's just, there's a whole host. James Woods said his phone completely stopped ringing after he got active. It's a risk that people take. They have to be very powerful. John Voight is so talented, he's being able to overcome it. But there's clearly a blacklist. I mean, I know personally my experience where I've had professionals that I was working with, and they found out my political beliefs, and they said, hey, I can't work with you anymore. Part of the reason they do that is because they're afraid. They're afraid of being tainted. Mm-hmm. They're afraid of their own potential for being blacklisted. And you could see it. You see it every awards ceremony, but you could see it at the Oscars. Jimmy Kimmel couldn't help himself. I was thinking, he's showing a little bit of class this year, but no. he had to end the show with a cheap shot at Donald Trump's expense, a past president. And there's no past president would ever be treated like that. But it got a big laugh from the crowd, a big perfunctory laugh. Mm-hmm.
But well, that secures his invitation to the local, you know, cocktail, the, you know, leftist cocktail parties, man. You know, that's what he has to do, you know, so he's still one of the boys, right?
Yeah, he's still one of the boys, of course. And this blacklist era that I was talking about, it's like a black cloud of grudge that hangs over Hollywood. It's been blown up. They've been so obsessed with this in Hollywood. If you want to get a film greenlighted, write a story about the blacklist era that's favorable to the left, and bang, it's greenlighted. Yeah. We had Woody Allen's The Front. We had Good Night and Good Luck, Guilty by Suspicion, The Majestic, two films about Dalton Trumbo, a blacklisted writer. And the interesting thing is, they always demonize Senator Joseph McCarthy and tie him, conflate him with the Hollywood blacklist, which he had absolutely zero to do with it. He was a senator. It was the House committee that was investigating communism in Hollywood. Senator McCarthy was looking at communism that was in the administration, and he turned out to be, at least in many respects, correct, that there were, in fact, card-carrying communists at high, high levels in FDR's administration. Mm-hmm. And they've always been infiltrating our country, but you're right, today's infiltration no longer comes, because there is no longer a Soviet Union, but comes strongly from Communist China, and we see these ties, unholy ties, to people in the highest levels of office, of course, in this regime, particularly.
Well, yeah, exactly.
With communist company.
Yeah, and Trevor Loudon, James, has documented the number of card-carrying Democrat socialists. I mean, to the degree now that they call themselves Democrat socialists. Before, they didn't want to talk about any communist ties or socialistic ties or anything. But now they're overt about it. This is what it's all about. So you sit there and go, wait a minute, how can you be a Democratic socialist and put your hand on the Bible or, you know, something, you know, and vow to protect our, you know, and defend our Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic?
No, and just as important, people are not educated on the economics of so-called democratic socialism, which, by the way, countries that embrace that are running away from it now, like Sweden.
Exactly.
Because it's a scam. Ultimately, it's a scam. Socialism is a Ponzi scheme. It's unsustainable. And communism is a scam to create a tyranny with a facade of virtue over the tyranny.
Exactly.
But that's exactly what, unfortunately, young people don't even understand, unless they're young people from Cuba, Venezuela, or from Vietnam. American young people don't understand the incredible evil of communism and the incredible slaughter of human life that has taken place under those regimes.
Look, we got to leave it there. To be continued. He's the New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, the one and only No Baloney, James Herson. Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
USA News Update. Former President Trump expressed his belief that implementing a ban on TikTok would inadvertently strengthen Facebook.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
During an interview with CNBC on Monday, the probable Republican presidential candidate acknowledged both positive and negative aspects of TikTok. President Biden is calling on Congress to approve the latest bipartisan border agreement. Speaking at the National League of Cities, Biden emphasized that the deal would enhance border security and save lives. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has entered a plea of not guilty to 12 additional charges. He appeared in a New York federal court Monday for arraignment on a superseding indictment, which includes allegations of obstruction of justice. The Democrat faces charges including conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, and extortion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Al Parada joins us. He snuck out of a meeting. We were supposed to talk earlier, which was my error, and I'll do apologies to everybody involved, Al. I apologize that I messed up here, but thank you for being available.
Oh, no problem. Getting me out of a meeting. Thank you. I don't have to run them anymore. People who follow the stream know we have a new editor-in-chief, so I don't have to run meetings anymore. Great.
So you can sneak out and get a hall pass even when Bill Martinez messes up and forgets to call you in time so that we could do this earlier. I'll tell you that we believe in transparency here, ladies and gentlemen. This is what this is all about. Al Prada, of course, the managing editor. Are you still the managing editor of Stream?
On paper, yeah.
Okay. All right.
New world. It's a big world. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, some good things are happening there at the stream, and we can talk about that later. But right now, I wanted to address one of your articles. You know, Liz Cheney just dying to be relevant, can't help herself. And it's amazing, all under the shroud of this January 6th committee that is just such a ruse that, like anything that has to do and that is associated with January the 6th, I mean, it's just all loaded with a bunch of manure, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And yesterday, the committee that's looking into the J6 committee released a preliminary report. It's just madness what went on. Mm-hmm. A lot of it we know, but it was all the whole J6 committee was designed just to get Trump.
Right.
No interest in finding what really happened. But
well, because they had a designed narrative. I mean, this thing was a setup, and others who are near and dear to it, you know, people involved with the Capitol Police. I mean, these guys are professionals. They know a setup when they see it, and when you start to break it down, Al, it's clear that Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic Party apparatchik, and the geniuses over there saw this thing coming. I mean, weeks ahead of time, and they set a trap, and it's a shame that innocent patriots, American citizens who went there, you know, exercising their civic duty, get caught in this trap, and too many of them are in jail on ICE without due process, all because of this trap that was executed by Nancy Pelosi and everybody involved. And sadly, Liz Cheney doesn't even have the, I don't know if you want to call it the intestinal fortitude or the courage to be able to, you know, see this lie for what it is. I'm disappointed, frankly.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what? I mean, yeah, she has some game, and I don't know what happened to her, man. I mean, she's acting like a stalker. Mm-hmm. Like, some woman just mad. Like, a nice lady who ends up being the murderer at the end of some, like, mystery.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, it's just insane. She buried exculpatory evidence.
Yes.
That's come out. She had people who are saying Donald Trump wanted 10,000 National Guard there. You know, they were in the room when he said it.
Yeah, right.
And yet, he buries that evidence and then turns around and says there's no evidence that Trump wanted that. Exculpatory evidence.
The thing is also that's disingenuous, Al, is the mainstream media and, you know, all these other talking heads and, you know, part of the Democratic News Network and that, they have redesigned the narrative in such a way to say that, you know, Donald Trump, you know, didn't call in the National Guard. It wasn't Donald Trump's responsibility to call in. He authorized the National Guard to be called in. It was the onus was on Muriel Bowser and Nancy Pelosi to call in the National Guard, but they refused because of optics. And now this revised narrative. See, this is what's always happening with the Democrats in this whole situation, is the longer this thing goes on and stays out of the realm of the truth and facts, then opinion rules, and they just redesign a narrative that somehow fits their pistola, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you can't have Trump ordering that, or even suggest National Guard, because then you'd have an insurrectionist lining up a military force to stop his own insurrection.
Right.
I mean, that would be way too ridiculous even for MSNBC viewers. So that they had to try to bury that. And it's really, like you said, you got people in jail because of this stunt,
mm-hmm.
and because of the trap. And we don't know, we still don't know how much, you know, how many federal agents were involved in this, how much were Antifa people, agents provocateur, mm-hmm. used, which we think would be a pretty big thing you want to know. No interest.
Yeah.
That committee had no interest in that.
And right. Well, and then on top of that, Al, on top of that, they do a Hillary Clinton, and they wipe out all the evidence. And they were told by the incoming leadership, the Republican Party, when they took over, they told the chairman, save all the material. We want to keep that, you know, and, you know, for reference. And what did they do? They destroyed all the evidence.
Yeah.
All the work that the people have paid for, millions of dollars that were paid in taxpayer money, they had the audacity to, you know, to destroy the evidence.
Yeah. Yeah, the easiest thing in the world is to hand everything over. They handed over half, apparently, and they encrypted files. They deleted files. Now, good news is the people, Barry Loudermilk's committee, these are smart people. They got mm-hmm. forensic people on it right away, knowing that this was going to happen because, you know, they know these rats.
Yeah,
and
right.
They went in, and they were a lot of it. And they're still trying to get some information. These people are hanging over. Why? I thought it was all about truth. What? It's all about truth. No. Not.
No. Well, see, they know. See, Al, this is the problem. See, they know big government, the way it operates. They can run the clock on it. They're hoping for new management to come around, and this stuff will just go away. And, you know, it's just like Joe Biden and all the shell companies. There's a reason he had 20 shell companies, because they would be hard-pressed to track it all down. That by the time they did, you know, you'd be a decade or two down the road and finally realize that, yeah, in fact, the guy's a cheater. He stole. He sold his office for money. And whether whether or not he's persecutable or prosecutable because of his failing mental capacity, his mental capacity was not failing when he worked out these quid pro quo deals with, you know, with China or Russia or whoever else he did, right?
Yeah, I mean, and the sad thing in that situation is there's nobody in Washington who doesn't know this. This is not anything new with Joe Biden. I mean, there have been stories about Biden Inc. going back years and years and years about how the scam that his brothers was, that earlier it would have been his brother more, but that they would be running. I mean, you can't name a place Joe Biden has set his foot internationally where somebody who's scamming has turned out the benefit. Iraq rebuilding.
Right.
there's one of his brothers got, you know, suddenly got becomes vice president of some company that had nothing, didn't know much about rebuilding. And all of a sudden, they're getting billions and millions and millions in contracts to do some rebuilding in Iraq.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing coincidences.
Yeah, it's all the coin of the realm. You know, Al, you know, they're not fooling anybody, but at some point the American people are going to, you know, just say enough's enough. I mean, look at the latest deal on Kamala Harris. She comes in as vice president, supposedly worth, I don't know, $3 million. OK, now she's worth 12, 13 million in 3.5 years. what kind of side hustle is going on here? What kind of deal does she have? What's her salary? Her salary is what, a little over $200,000 a year, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And she leverages that. She leverages that to now $12 million. Her and the first husband or second husband or whatever title he has.
Yeah, one thing she did right is make money in the job.
So I guess you and I are just supposed to shut up, keep working hard, keep paying the taxes, so we can take care of all the Democrats. Stay with us.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Well, everybody in America knows January the 6th is January the 6th. Joe Biden calls it July the 6th. I mean, July, it's one of those J months, so what does it matter? In his, you know, Al Prada was reporting, Liz Cheney, I don't know, you know, this is what drives us all nuts, Al, is that when somebody does something as egregious as bearing evidence and doing all this stuff and they live another day, it's like, wait a minute, just go, you know, don't waste my time anymore. I don't want anything to do with you. You have violated trust. And, you know, and something like this is to me is unforgivable.
Yeah, this is.
And I would say that whether you're a Democrat or Republican, because I don't care about parties. I care about the country. Go ahead.
I mean, like, the other story that they just disproved was this fiction about Donald Trump reaching for the wheel, lunging for the wheel of the beast because he wanted to go to the Capitol. Well, yeah, the drivers say that didn't happen. And somehow that just did not quite make it into the report.
Yeah.
But no, the story from the aide who had heard the story about the lunging, that's all over the news.
Of course.
It's everywhere.
The Trump derangement syndrome is true, right? I mean, people have rewired their brains in such a way to hate Donald Trump. That's why, you know, a couple of years ago, I wrote the commentary, Al, you know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? Because that's what it's come down to, is people have been told, you know, regardless of the policies and all the good things that he did on behalf of the country. I mean, here's a guy he washes out 50% of his company. How many billions of dollars did he set aside in order to serve the country as the president of the United States? And for all intent and purposes, I didn't see where there was carpet bagging that was taking place, or where he came in like these traditional politicians who come in half broke and end up gazillionaires. I mean, he turned over his salary every month. Okay. He did not take one dime, of his salary during the 4 years as president of the United States, and did everything he could to make us energy independent, secure our border, give us proper standing. He regained our standing on the international stage after all the destruction that Barack Obama, the one-man wrecking crew, had done.
Yeah.
Right?
It's amazing, especially when you consider it's the same guy they used to love.
Yeah.
Donald Trump really hasn't changed over the years. You know, it's not the same guy they blast for being twisted. It's the same guy they used to have come on their talk shows all the time.
Exactly.
And, you know, fawn over and have on their TV shows and pioneer, not the parties, but that they hang out with. That's part of the weird thing. It's the same guy. So where did this syndrome come from, where you have people ranting and raving who normally like might be rational people? We all have friends in our lives. We're rational people 99.9% of the time, but if it involves Trump, they turn. They sound like Robert De Niro.
They go, they go rabid. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, wouldn't that be fun? I mean, not really, but to go have coffee with Robert De Niro. I couldn't handle him. I don't think for more than maybe a minute. You're hard pressed. I mean, because all you're going to do is sit there and say, okay, tell me how smart you are, Robert. You know, and I'm just going to listen here. I'm going to sit at your feet like some willful minion and just, take in your brilliance.
Yeah. I mean, how does a guy who played Don Corleone and has spent years playing all these like, murderers and bugs and bad guys, like, he couldn't even play Trump because there's no an ounce of redemption within him. There's nothing in redeeming. You're like, dude. Trump's going to come after Robert De Niro. I mean, imagine if Trump, you're like, you know, what do I go for Robert De Niro to get back? Why am I going to waste my time? I got to deal with, you know, terrorists and the Chinese and Iran and all my own. I'm going to be worried about some old actor.
I'm going to go deal with Kim Jong-un, you know, the hermit kingdom king, you know, there in North Korea. It would probably be more redeeming.
Yeah, the worst Trump's going to do is say that his last movie stunk. I mean, that's not what you're going to get out of Trump or something like that. Or, it's got to be baffling if you're Trump as well, because again, these are people who all hung out with him. A lot of these people.
Yeah.
You know, but it is sad. It is really sad because it hurts the country and it hurts relationships. When you have people in your life who will simply want nothing to do with you because you might support Trump.
Yeah,
how is that helping anybody?
No, yeah.
I say it all the time. A college girlfriend never used to get mad at me when I deserved to be for her to be mad at me, but now it's mad at me over Trump. That's the weirdest thing. You had all these reasons to get mad at me before you didn't, and now you're mad at me because of this guy? Come on, that's a derangement.
Yeah. And, well, it is, and the thing is about any kind of derangement, once you give place to it, it's amazing. Yeah. It's like yeast. It just infects everything.
Yeah.
It's like the Democratic Party. I mean, Joe Biden has a moment of clarity and honesty. I don't know what happened. Maybe the medication hit the right synapse. I'm not sure. But he refers to an illegal immigrant as an illegal immigrant. And my God, you know, all of a sudden we're spending 2.5 days in redefining what an illegal immigrant is.
Yeah. That is one of those ones that's baffling. And his response was baffling. Next day, he sort of, he shouldn't be here, which is his way of bumbling through that. The next night, he's expressing regret for doing it. And then the next day, the White House is saying, well, no, he didn't apologize.
Right.
Why? Again, this is kind of a small thing, but that's what they're doing, dealing with everything, including the major issues that affect our, you know, our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, global matter.
And then he tried to offer some kind of moral equivalency of some sort, in suggesting that we've got other college students or other women that are getting killed at the hands of American citizens or something. I mean, he so convoluted the whole situation and it turned it into a humongous mess for his handlers at the White House. They didn't even know what to do with it, right?
Well, which is weird. I know there's some people prepared him to deal with the Lake and Riley thing. The student,
except they didn't tell him how to pronounce her name. Other than that,
they missed that part. But they still blew it. Yeah. And this other speech, the media thought was so great.
Right.
You know, anybody watching the speech knew that that was going to be the moment that would be the carried on.
And that's the contrast, Al. I mean, look at Robert Herr says the guy is mentally deficient. Special prosecutor says this guy's a basket case. And we're going, and he's the president of the United States with the nuclear codes. So one minute he's that, and then the next minute, you know, Jamie Raskin and Nancy Pelosi. Oh my goodness, he's so spirited. He's energetic. He's awesome. You know, kind of deal. It's like, wait, well, who is he? Is he this? Mentally deficient, you know, basket case, or is he this energetic, spirited individual that's ready to kick Trump's butt and take names, you know?
And of course, now they're trying to adopt a little bit more of the, embrace the old thing. And there's just trouble, because again, he comes out, like you said, on Thursday night, January 6th was the worst, most dangerous threat to democracy since the Civil War. January 6th. And print that on your brain. He's January 6th. And the next day, he's calling it July the 6th.
Yes.
Okay. Whoops. The most wicked day in our history. You can't remember the date of it anymore? You're messing that one up?
Right.
Come on. Let's get, this is just.
Right. And of course, anytime you talk, there's the issue of a loved one, then he has to bring up the fact that he's lost children too. It's like, stop with it. That's his knee-jerk reaction, and it's telling. And people, if you buy into the narrative that's presented by the media, you think Joe Biden is a certain way. But when you really listen to Joe Biden, I mean, he'll tell you what he's about. You just have to listen and pay attention. That's why Donald Trump, when he made a big mistake during the debate, and you and I talked about this before, is Donald Trump was too quick to respond. He needed to just give Joe the floor, let him go and talk himself, to the gallows. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what Trump has to do this time, because if Trump is the nice one of the two during the campaign, he wins in a landslide. Because the only thing they have is this idea of Trump's being mean, the personality. People love the policies, right. They don't like the personality. Well, if he sits there and goes, in the face of, Biden calling him all sorts of names, he just sits there and, looks at the camera and goes, what's with this guy? He's got the election in the back.
Yeah.
that's what has to be his attitude. What's with this guy?
Right. Well, that's even if he gets a chance to debate, because there's been suggestions, hardly so, that there would not be a debate taking place, which I think creates all kinds of problems, because, you're running for president of the United States. You need to tell the world what you're about, and in front of millions of people, not 12 people that come to one of your campaign rallies, right?
Hey, you owe it to the American people. And again, to your point before, Biden is selfish. He's only thinking about himself.
Sadly so. Well, he's the managing editor of Stream.org. Al Parada has been our guest. Al, thank you, buddy. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how long.